Wake up! Wake up! I'm talking to you. You know who you are. We can get so wrapped up in the swirl of busyness, distraction, and noise that we lose ourselves. Get up and give back to yourself. Who were you before you were hurt? What if?
You could use pain as a fuel. Imagine if you could use the pain as a passport. Imagine if you could use the pain to push you. What if the pain can make you better? What if the pain could build muscle? What if the pain could cause you to reach higher, to leap farther, to run faster? What if the pain could help you? Because you wouldn't have prayed like you pray had you not been hurt. You wouldn't love like you love had you not been hurt, because you know what it's like to hate somebody.
It doesn't matter who did not accept me, who rejected me, who did not see my value. None of that matters. Yesterday is gone. All you have is the present. Make this your moment to no longer be a prisoner of the past.
I'm just wondering if there's anybody that want to stop complaining about it and is going to use it to your advantage.
The past is not your present. The past is your platform to build what it is that you were placed in this world to build.
I got to look myself in the mirror every single day. And I'm either going to allow the pain to eat me alive, or I'm going to allow the pain to fuel.
Once you get that itch, once you smell that potential, all of a sudden the world opens up to you. This is the moment that you have been waiting for. This is for you. Everything you're about to do is for you. So make that decision that there's no turning back.
How bad do you want your future? Many of you desire, long for a new beginning. The truth is, some of us prefer familiar sufferings because we are afraid of the unknown. Sometimes the hardest part is the fact that we don't know how to begin again. In order for us to have a new beginning, there must be an ending. There are far, far better things ahead than anything we have left behind. Every moment wasted looking back keeps us from moving forward. The question is, will you let go of your past? If you're listening to me and you're tired of living and you're ready to pull the trigger, I just need you to know that hopelessness and depression is not stronger than the possibility of beginning again. The sufferings from your past and even the present moment is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in all of us. For the sake of your future, your greatest move is to let it go. Set your ego and your pride aside. You gotta forgive this person, because going away and changing your zip code and changing your area code and trying to get a new career and marrying somebody else is not going to take the pain away, because you are running from you. You gotta look in the mirror and you gotta decide, I forgive myself for the mistakes I made. I forgive the people for what they did. This is the day that you pray for your haters, that you forgive those who have wronged you. This is the day that you smile more. This is the day that you believe. This is the day that you see the future. This is the day that you step into hope, that you step into joy. This is the day that you repay people's rudeness with kindness. This is the day that everything is going to change, because I'm going to change today.
I'm able to move and navigate and breathe different and talk different and walk different and build differently. I'm not building out of anger and revenge. I'm building from a place of abundance.
You want it? Write it down. You see it in your future? Write it down. You want to make that move? Write it down. Before you say something, write it down. I can build again. I can create again. I can believe again. I can forgive one more time. I can press for it. I can fight for it. I can evolve. I can grow. There are habits that you've held on to that are keeping you locked in this place, and you're begging to leave, but you haven't been disciplined enough and hungry enough to change. This Discipline is not about what I feel like doing. Discipline is a duty. Discipline is what I've been called to do. Discipline is what I was born to do. Discipline is what is required. If you want the future, then you've got to plan it. You need schedules and parameters and frameworks and protocols. You've got to get your stuff in order. Get your house in order. Type in the comments, get your house in order. Get your head in order. Come on, watch your mindset, watch your mouth, watch your money, watch your relationships. You want your future? You need to get organized. You don't just get where you want to go because you want to go there. You have to do something. You have to become someone. And so you need to be the person that does it, even if they don't feel it, but they do it because they're called to. Get up and get dialed in. You're going to have to set an alarm and wake up at times you don't feel like getting up. If you're going to do something in your bloodline, if you're going to pass something down generationally, if you're going to be a light, if we're going to unleash this untapped potential, then I have to do something that's going to break the current paradigms that I've been living under. And so you've got to do what's impossible for most people in order to be that unstoppable force of nature. There's too many of you that are so wrapped up in agreement with people that are not serving your vision. You're checked out. You're about to burn out and tap out and drop out. People can tell when you're not called to do something, when you're just doing it. People can tell. They can read right through it. They can see right through you. When it's plastic, when it's fake, when it's phony, when it's unauthentic. Many of you listening to me are suffering from anxiety and stress and overwhelm. If you don't love you first and appreciate you first and honor the work first and believe first, nobody else is going to believe. But you've got to get so in love with what you've been called to do, your design, your distinctives, what sets you apart, that you'll do this thing even if nobody celebrates you, if nobody understands it, if nobody sees it. Will you keep going? If it's just you, will you keep working? And this is all I want to ask you today. Will you keep working? Will you work harder? What it is that you've been called to release or writing or building or creating, here's my truth. You can listen to me or not listen to me. I'm going to release what's inside of me. I'm going to release my brilliance. I'm going to build it. I'm going to create it. Even if nobody understands it, sees it, celebrates it, likes it, shares it, I'm going to release it. I'm going to give it to the world. I don't need to impress you. Are we understanding this? It's a very dangerous thing to be in a place where you are growing, but your life is not.
You still waiting on that alarm clock to wake you up. You're still depending on a sound to get you up and get you moving. You depend on it so much because you're too lazy to get up out of that bed and get on with your life. That alarm clock ain't got no business for you. You living your life like tomorrow is yours. You have allowed laziness to control you because you don't want to get yourself up enough. Hit the reset button and get to work. Rebuild your life. Your life is precious. Fight for it. Get out of the abyss of misery. Get some air in your lungs and start living again. Tell weakness to shut up. Tell excuses to be quiet. Pity won't save you. You looking for a way out? I'm telling you to find a way in. Stop looking for help all the time and help yourself. Find a way to win your life back. Don't you dare say you're done. You don't have permission to give up. I never said it was going to be easy. You're going to be judged. You're going to be put down. Not everybody's going to support you. Not everybody's going to believe in you. There are going to come times when you're gonna be broken all to pieces and you're gonna feel like you cannot get it all together. You can't seem to bring your life back on track. But get that mess out of your ears and listen to the words that I'm saying. You can put your life back together again. You have the faith, you have the strength, you have the knowledge, you have the ability. Now go to work and do your business. No more of saying that you're not strong enough. No more of saying, I tried. Stop trying and start doing it. Your life has meaning. Your life has purpose. Your strength is within you. You were born with it. There's something internal inside of you that has more power than your flesh. Whatever circumstance that you are dealing with right now in your life, I am telling you right now, it is only going to last for a short time. Every day something is changing in somebody's life. Your life is changing. My life is changing. Your loved ones' lives are changing. Stop wasting time doing nothing with your life, because you only got so much time, people. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, there's one thing that we cannot escape. The inevitable is coming for all of us. Death is something that we cannot escape. Life is no joke, ladies and gentlemen, but it is such an amazing gift. What we do with it depends on how we live it. Think about what you're doing with your life. I get it. People are hurting. People are miserable from time to time. People are angry from time to time. I understand it. You know why? Because you're a human being. And being human is hard. Being human is tough. But guess what? Nobody can do you better than you, ladies and gentlemen. Find a way to understand that your life does matter. And it is not over. You can put it back together again. With passion, with conviction, with purpose, with will. But if you're sitting around being miserable, looking for a pity party, looking for someone to save you, you're gonna be in a world of hurt. Stop with that madness of being pity. The world is what it is. People do what they do. Not everyone is decent. Not everyone means you well. And the world don't stop because you're having a bad day. You're having a good day because you're still alive. That means it's a good day. Maybe it wasn't a great day, but it was a good day because you made it and you're still alive. Everybody's gonna fall. Everybody's gonna get knocked down. But you don't have to stay there, ladies and gentlemen. As I always say, get back up and keep pushing forward. Nobody's coming down there to get you. You gotta get up. Stop looking for someone to pull you out of a situation that you did not have to be in. I'm looking for this person. I'm looking for that person to bail me out. No, bail yourself out. Figure it out. Don't look for everybody to save you and get you out of your mess. Get yourself out of your mess sometimes. Don't depend on others to make you happy. Don't depend on others to give you a better life than what you have today. You're depending on other people instead of depending on you. Have some integrity about yourself. Stand on your morals and your principles. Stop selling yourself out. You don't have to start over. Start up today. Do something and do it today. How much time do you think you have left? Don't live your life as if you're going to go on forever. Don't live your life and assume that all you're good for is being miserable. Let me let you know right now, ladies and gentlemen, those that have had it easy don't know tough. Those that have had it easy do not understand the significance of toughness. Don't you dare look to them for strength. That's not how it works, ladies and gentlemen. Put it aside and do better with your life. Rebuild it. Let your actions speak louder than your excuses. Let your actions speak louder than your weakness. Let your actions flow through your veins. You reconstruct your life. But if you're not applying yourself to better yourself mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you will remain broken. Enough with the weakness. You put more effort in excuses and weakness, but you refuse to find a way to be strong. If you're a man, you better be a better man. If you're a woman, you better be a better woman. We are fighting for our lives every single day, people. Don't kill your life, people. Sometimes when things get broken, it doesn't mean that they're broken forever. Find a way to stand and push through life and keep going forward. Be productive. Stay strong. Never quit. And from the bottom of my heart, ladies and gentlemen, conduct your business.
I know you're tired. I know you're broken. And it feels like you can't take anymore. That you have come to the end of yourself. But all of this means one thing. In this very moment, you still have your calling.
The reason why you go back to sleep is because you've always gone back to sleep. It's like a default. All you gotta do is stop going to sleep, and then you're gonna stop going to sleep. All you gotta do is stop fussing and cussing, and you're gonna stop fussing and cussing. No, what you don't wanna do is the grind, but you're up.
It's going to be a dogfight. And so if you're ready to quit, then don't get started. If you're ready to quit, don't get started. The only way I lose is if I quit.
But if you're willing to say, I'm not going to quit, I guarantee you whatever success you want to have, you're going to have it.
Sometimes you don't want to go to the gym. Of course, no. But I go because I have a compromise with myself.
The most important thing is to have a routine. Consistency, not obsession.
See, everybody wants to be successful. Everybody wants to climb mountains. Everybody wants to be praised and celebrated. But nobody wants to sacrifice. Nobody wants to put in the work. Nobody wants to let go of every single distraction. Here is my question. Can you learn how to say no to what's hurting you? No to what's stopping you? No to what's hindering you? No to the people that don't believe in you?
Sometimes you got to change the place where you are. Sometimes you got to change the people that you're hanging around. Sometimes you've got to decide, I need some relationships that will uplift me. I need some relationships that will inspire me. I need some relationships that I can learn from and grow from mentally and emotionally and spiritually and financially. Where I am right now, this is no circle of power. This is a cage.
What if when it got hard, instead of stopping and quitting, you grit your teeth, you put your head down, and you kept on going?
If you want the rest of the year to be the best of your year, then you are going to have to take 30 days and disappear and shock the world.
My best words is dedication and hard work. To achieve this kind of things, you need to work hard. And, you know, we all have talent, but talent without the work, it's nothing.
But I think my main strength, it's my mind.
Is it possible as a human being to change your destination point 5 years from now? And the answer is yes. See, that is so extraordinary. No other life form can do that. Pick a different destination in 5 years and start making plans and learn the skills and accept the disciplines and the teaching and the training and the consistency of effort, and just start going in a new direction, and in 5 years from now, wind up at a totally different place than where it was assumed you were going to arrive with the old plans. Only human beings have this extraordinary ability to change the outcome, to pick a new direction and go that way, to pick a more certain place to go and read the books and attend the classes and develop the disciplines. And find the people and do the business that takes you to that new destination.
At some point in life, you have to tell yourself, enough is enough. And listen to me, you deserve better.
Who and what has your attention? Because where focus goes, energy flows. The problem is, you put too much energy into Netflix. You put too much energy into distractions. You put too much energy into entertainment. You put too much energy into things that are not feeding your purpose and destiny. Can you walk away from everything? Imagine who you could be in 30 days.
There's no shortcut, no hack. There is no other way around it. If success is what you're chasing in this life, real legacy level success, you must unapologetically be obsessed with the process.
So what you have to decide is, are you going to keep being the 99% or are you ready to be a part of the 1%? Because it doesn't make a difference where you come from, high school dropout. It doesn't make a difference where you come from, GED. It doesn't make a difference where you come from, sleeping in abandoned buildings. It doesn't make a difference where you come from. You know what makes a difference? What makes a difference is when you become a 99% or a 1%.
It's on you and it's on me. Who are you? Yes, who are you? Where are you going? I want you to think about that. And wherever you're going, I want you to see it in your mind's eye, complete it. See it. See it. Where are you in your life? When you look in the mirror, do you see the person you thought you would be at this point in your life? This life that you're seeking, it's uncommon. It's different. And sometimes it's lonely.
They looked at the most successful men and women of the world. And one of the things they all had in common was a routine. They are obsessed with their routine. They don't have a gap of wasted time in their routine. You know, I realized the reason why I'm so successful and the reason why I don't get in trouble like I used to when I was younger is because when I was younger, man, my schedule had so many gaps in it. The devil had like, okay, he might pray at 6, but my man is watching TV. He playing video games by 8:30. It's not that I'm sweeter than nobody. The devil can't get to me because all my time is taken up. All right, let's be honest. How many of y'all get up and you just get your day started? You don't have it written down. You don't have a strategy. You don't have a real plan. You kind of just get up and say, I'm about to tackle today. Raise your hand for me. Raise your hand. We're going to stop. No more of that. Like, you don't go to war without a plan. I need you to be strategic. I hear little kid, I want to go to the NBA. Not like that. You just running up and down the court. Not like that, you're not going. No strategy. I want to go to the NFL. You ain't even in school. Nope, you're not going to the NFL. I want to make millions. You're not even doing what millionaires do. And if those of you, you messed up. Why? Because you don't understand. Think, act, eat, rest. We're talking about a schedule. I realize that my strength is in my routine. Why? Because I'm not as strong as I thought I was. I'm not as intelligent as I thought I was. I don't want it as bad as I thought I wanted it. It's in my routine. It's what I do every day repeatedly.
Discipline is found in our daily routine, our daily rituals. You may use discipline on occasion, but you're not disciplined. And there's a difference between having discipline and being disciplined. When you have discipline, you're selective. When you have discipline, you're conditional. It depends on how you feel. When you are disciplined, how you do anything is how you do everything, and everything you do, you show up at 1,000%.
The DNA of your success is in your routine. You're not as deep as you think you are. You got to find a routine. I'm getting up at 3 and stick with it. I'm getting up at 5 and stick with it. Yeah, out of 365 days, you're going to have a bad day or two. But I'm trying to tell you, the strength is in the routine. Find a routine and stick with it.
A wise man once said, conquer yourself. This is wrapped up in dedication. We have to get dedicated. Conquer yourself. Once you've unlocked those daily routines, those daily rituals that you stay committed to, the game's going to change. And the only way you're going to get dedicated is if you eliminate all distractions.
Can you disappear for just 30 days?
And you got to be so dedicated that every distraction gets blocked out. You gotta learn how to turn your phone off. Turn the technology off. When the speech is over, when the moment is done, you gotta learn how to eliminate all distractions.
You know, we go through life looking at life at such a surface level. But if I ask you, are you living your life today at the full capacity that you think you should live? Are you really happy? Are you really fulfilled? So I wake up early in the morning. I wake up 4 o'clock in the morning. The reason why 4 o'clock in the morning is because, man, it's a struggle waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's not, you know, it's not easy. And I still want to be challenged. So it's always climbing that hill, climbing that mountain every day. Step by step, we climb the mountain to the top every day. I throw my body in cold plunge right off the bat within the first 10 minutes when I wake up. Imagine how foggy your brain is when you're waking up. You got to boot up that brain. And that's what Tony Robbins talked about, was your brain is a computer. You got to boot it up. How do you boot up the brain? So the first thing I do is I'm going to change your physiology. I'm going to wake up that brain. Once I wake up the brain, I go and I sit in nature. You want to sit in nature because you want to ground yourself. There's a frequency to nature, especially in the morning. There's a frequency in the morning. So why we're hitting meditation early in the morning is because there's a different frequency in the morning. There's a different energy in the morning. So you're able to ground yourself a lot easier in the morning. And also your brain, once you boot it up, it's just coming out of the sleep mode, right? So in the morning, our brain waves go slower. So you're able to drop deeper in meditation.
Successful people have mastered the art of spending time alone. They understand the power and the leverage points when I get time with myself. And I get in my head and I get in my heart and I understand my behaviors and my belief systems and my parameters and what I need to do and how I need to sow and where I need to send my energy and how I need to execute in the day. They understand it's a superpower when you spend that time alone and you can think and you can pray and you can meditate and everybody's not in your mix. You're able to grow something that could leave a legacy and impact the lives of millions of people. It's the millionaires and billionaires and six-figure earners, innovators, trailblazers. These are the people that have spent time alone thinking about what it is they've been called to do and how they're going to execute. They moved in silence. They thought alone. They prayed alone just for a moment, just for a season. There is an unfair advantage when I can get alone with myself and I can talk to myself in the mirror and tell myself, self, you got stuff to do. Self, you have things to become. And so I've got to lay this framework, this foundation. I've got to get very clear on my idea. Oftentimes people will say, don't just sit there, do something. Get out there and change the world. Don't just do something, sit there and think. Get alone with yourself. Get alone with your thoughts. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? Where are you losing? Where are you winning? Who do I need to become to accomplish what it is I've been destined to do? One of the most underrated superpowers on earth is moving in silence. My team is coming, but it starts with me. Disappear. Come back and shock the world.